following the story in Thailand with the soccer team stuck in a cave?
Tell me about that.
This is insane. Liv, do you know what we're talking about or no?
No.
This is absolutely insane. Rescuers in northern Thailand on Sunday extracted at least five members of a youth soccer team. They had four, then they got one more today, from a cave where they've been trapped for more than 2 weeks. It's part of an ongoing operation to rescue the 12 boys and their soccer coach. The rescue began. The boys are aged 11 to 16, and they have a coach that's 25 years old. They're having them dive out of a flooded cave, and it started Sunday morning with expert divers entering. It's this huge complex. It's complicated, it's dangerous, and it's all underwater. They're stuck up in a spot where there's no more water. The entire operation to rescue all 13 could last over the next 2 to 4 days, depending on weather and water conditions. Now, the only way to bring the boys and their coach out of the cave is by navigating these dark and tight passageways.
Oh, my gosh.
It's filled with muddy water, not like it's clear, and there's strong current, so it's like pushing and pulling you, and they've kind of installed a rope from inside the cave where they're at to the very outside, like a long, long rope. But it's the water, it's so deep in this cave, like a mile or so, that it's actually oxygen deprived.
Oh my gosh.
So you can kind of pass out. And unfortunately, a former Thai Navy SEAL was trying to help rescue him the other day. He died.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, a Navy SEAL died trying to do that, trying to make the dive. This happened on Friday. So now what happened? Like, how did this all come about? The boys and their coaches became stranded when they went exploring in the cave after a practice. You know, like, hey guys, let's go check this out.
You're in the area. Why not?
Yeah.
Sightsee.
Well, then out of nowhere, a monsoon, not expected, obviously, wasn't, hey, don't forget the monsoon's coming today. A monsoon came, flooding, cut off their escape route, and prevented rescuers from finding them for almost 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we all assumed like they were dead. But
they've been down there that long.
Yeah. And it's absolutely amazing. But it looks like they got another day or two to try to get them all out. If not, it could be months again. It's like if more rain comes, it floods it again. And it's just so dangerous. So
that is scary.
It's amazing. Just like, was it the Chilean miners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's insane, these survival stories. Like, you know there's going to be a movie made about this, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like a heartwarming soccer story. Then they go there. Oh, I can't wait. You guys take part in Amazon Prime Day?
No. When is this?
It's coming up. The upcoming Amazon Prime Day is going to be on July 16th, and it'll last for 36 hours this year. They're going to kick off the online sale at 3 p.m. that day, and they're billing it as an epic day and a half of their best deals. Some of the items that are already on sale include Alex won't get this. I just laughed because I saw it. $100 off the Echo Show speaker.
Nope.
You going to get that? Last year's Prime Day clocked in at 30 hours, which suggests the company is hoping even more customers will hop in this year's event. What is it called? I can't think of the dang name now, but my wife wants to get one. It's one of these, like, Instapot. She wants to get an Instapot.
Well,
have
be
you
careful.
Heard about them?
Be careful with that, because it's kind of like a This Is Us thing. Those things are starting to explode on people.
No, that's a Crock-Pot. You're saying Instapot's doing that too?
I know. I'm saying it's like a This Is Us thing with the Crock-Pot, but this Instapot thing, there's been some cases where it has been dangerous and caught on fire, so just be careful.
Tweet us Joe and Alex Show if we should get one or not. To be honest, I think we have enough things, so I'd be fine if you're like, don't get an Instapot. But now you scare me. I don't want to burn up.
Sorry.
It's all right. Well, I appreciate your advanced knowledge. Something that happened while you two were gone, apparently our road decided to buckle and destroy itself.
I saw this. The huge sinkhole in Indy.
Yeah.
What?
IMPD says the sinkhole developed at Ohio and Pennsylvania streets on Wednesday, 17 feet across, 10 and a half feet deep, and 14 feet long. Could you imagine if you actually would have drove over?
No, I was saying, I was thinking about that. If you were driving as it was crumbling, how scary.
Yeah, did that happen to anyone?
No, but I mean, would you get like a key to the city or something cool? Because I would do that.
Well, it probably wouldn't matter. You probably wouldn't survive that.
Well, I don't know. I'm optimistic that I could maybe have my airbag go off. The hole was caused by a 100-year-old sewer line that failed. In order to repair it, it's going to have to be a 20-by-20 hole that'll have to be dug.
Wow.
And if you're trying to drive around the area, here's what's going on. The intersection is expected to be closed until this Friday, July 13th. So wait, is anybody actually going to go drive over that on Friday the 13th?
No.
You have to keep it till Saturday the 14th. You can't open it on Friday.
No
Something's
way.
Gonna happen. Southbound traffic on Pennsylvania is restricted and being diverted eastbound to New York Street until it's repaired. And there's all kinds of other links I'll put up at radio90.com if you want to see like where to go and what to do. This is kind of cool, and it kind of brought back an awkward memory for me, but I try to get past that. But did you guys see a local kid here in Indianapolis, or a local man, I should say, trying to get some retweets from the Indianapolis Indians?
No.
A Greenwood Christian graduate says he can get a one-day contract with the Indians if he gets 26,000 retweets.
No, you can't, honey.
Why?
Because.
Tell me why he can't play one day with the Indians.
Because what if he sucks and then it's just going to be boring for everybody watching?
I disagree. I want to see the average man. He's like, I think, 19, so man boy. I want to see what the average person looks like. Like, I think every sport should have like one average Joe out there.
Yeah, you say that until you're sitting there and they can't hit the ball.
No, see, I think that would be more entertaining.
You do?
Yes. Yeah. You just spin around or like...
I want to see him in the outfield, like just running around.
I got it,
just,
I got
like,
it.
Yeah,
oh gosh.
Sucking.
Everybody just hits it over his head. It's a home run every time.
No.
That'd be kind of funny. Well, he posted on social media a screen grab, which I've learned the hard way. Careful what you DM with people because it becomes public in the light. And he asked, hey, how many retweets for you to sign me to a one-day contract? And the Indians said 26,000. And he said, consider it done. And they told him good luck. And as of this morning at 8 a.m., he's already at 27,000 retweets.
Oh my gosh.
I guess the Indianapolis Indians are going to have a new guy out there. I don't know.
Yep. Position.
What if he wants to be the pitcher?
That's why I'm saying
okay,
I don't.
Wait, yeah, this could be bad.
It could be
but
bad.
But it could be I'm so bad, it could
through.
Be so good.
Oh, no.
I need to know when this game's happening.
Honestly, I would pay to go to that game. I feel like maybe the Indians set this up themselves.
Oh, you think
to
so?
To get people
maybe.
To come out to a game.
That's
I'm
a good
woke
point.
On this.
All She's right. woke.
For sure. Well, hey, I'll find out when it is, whenever they actually get them, and we'll go.
1,000%.
Totally go.
I'll go to that.
All right. Breaking news here. I bet you didn't see this coming. Chick-fil-A was named America's favorite fast food restaurant.
Woo!
Would you guys agree?
Yes.
Okay. They did 20. They surveyed about 25,000 customers on the following. They asked, you know, what do you think about the products they offer, the service satisfaction, and they kind of ranked it out of like a scale out of 100. Chick-fil-A had the highest rating, 87 out of 100, and the top 10. Any guesses who made the top 10? Obviously, Chick-fil-A number one.
Taco Bell,
Wendy's.
Wendy's does not make the top 10.
Does Panera Bread count?
Yes, number two.
Yeah. Okay, well then, yeah, I would have guessed Panera. What about Taco Bell? Was Taco Bell in the top 10?
Taco Bell was not.
Yeah,
what about McDonald's?
No.
I don't think. No.
I don't think they
I don't know.
There.
I literally just ran out of all the fast food restaurants that I know.
I'll give you
Subway?
Yes. Alex is nailing them right
I know
here.
This.
These are not fast food.
I know what
Jimmy
John's.
Like. Yes, they are. What?
Jimmy John's?
No, surprisingly, I'm not being a jerk.
I told you, I know what the people like.
But Arby's?
Yes,
okay,
Arby's
woo!
Is just below Subway.
One.
KFC?
No, KFC came in at like number 12, actually.
Is Burger King on there?
It is, but it's not in the top 10. You go Chick-fil-A, Panera, Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Subway at number 5, Arby's at 6, Chipotle at 7, Domino's.
Oh, Chipotle.
Domino's, Dunkin' Donuts, and Starbucks around
I'm wow. sorry,
the top 10.
Chipotle is not fast food.
Yes, it is.
Well, I don't think so. So I think that's wrong.
Okay. Well, good thing Liv wasn't one of the customers.
See,
I give you 0 out of 100.
I would agree. To me, I don't think of Panera and Chipotle as fast food. I guess it is. But like if you go in there primarily to sit down, you don't do drive-thrus. And I know Panera has a drive-thru, but most people go in to sit and eat. I don't consider that fast food.
Right. Me either.
Well, I disagree with you, ladies.
It's fast casual.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Let me next time. I'll have a subcategory of sub casual. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.